So it'd be live.
If they turn the lights.
Right. So it's just like, and then I can get this record, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's Kevin's deputy's name?
One mic is on.
Deputy.
Joyce.
Is it a deputy?
He's a champion.
He's a division.
Hmm? I think Ross is going to be.
Okay.
I don't know if she's a deputy or not.
Since they're a division, she's probably something else.
Yeah.
Joyce.
Okay, you about ready? Where's Nicholas? All right. Well, we're gonna call the meeting to order, and if you'll take the roll, please.
Representative Burkhart.
Here.
Representative Connolly.
Here.
Representative Greer.
Here.
Representative Moniz.
Here.
Representative Nicholas.
Here.
Senator Burns.
Here.
Senator Hastert.
Here.
Senator Perkins.
Here.
Senator Wasserberger.
Here.
Co-Chairman Harshman.
Here.
Chairman Ross.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Well, welcome this morning as a third day of the second week. We are going to start off with fire protection and electrical safety, and welcome Lanny and your troops. As you know, this isn't supposedly our primary meeting room. We had a power glitch, and so we normally stream our meetings live. They're also indexed and recorded for posterity. So it'll be important, because our secretaries are in the other room, that you identify yourself when you're speaking so that they'll know who was making what comment. And so we'll... Ready to begin, Lanny, if you have any opening statements or anything, please feel free, and then we'll go page by page through your budget. Okay?
Okay, good morning, Mr. Chairman and Joint Appropriations Committee. We're pleased to be here, and I think we're prepared to go through our budget and answer any questions you may have. And that's it, I guess. We'll make it short and sweet, and hope you do
the
same.
That's good. All right. Do you want to introduce who you have with you here, please?
Mr. Chairman, to my right is our budget officer, Justine Morris. To my left is my deputy, Mark Young. To his left is John Vosters, and that's V-O-S-T-E-R-S. John is our chief electrical inspector for the state.
Okay. Well, welcome. The floor is yours. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, not sure what page you guys want to start on, so if you give me some guidance there, we'll go through them one at a time, or if you just want to start by divisions. You want to go by divisions?
Yeah, let's start right at the beginning.
With 101, which is page 14.
Let's start with your priorities, if you would. If we just go through your priorities on page 6.
Mr. Chairman, our number one priority is continues to be our business case, which is our database that's being built to manage our electrical licensing, electrical permitting, plan reviews, fire and electrical inspections program. And that's been an ongoing project much longer than I care to mention, so. But we're at a point now, we've just signed a contract with a new vendor that hopefully will get us into a home run here in a few short months.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
For those of us new on the committee, what is your business case?
The business case is building a software program to manage electrical licensing, electrical permitting, fire and electrical inspections.
So this could all be done electronically through a portal of some sort, so if I'm in Sundance or something, I can do it electronically?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Burns, that's correct. Our goal in this here is to try to get as much as we can online licensing and online permitting. Those two items right there take a good share of staff time. And in fact, it's an enormous amount of staff time, and it's a very steep learning curve for the electrical licensing portion. Those of you that may be familiar with electrical licensing, there's a lot of I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed on that, and it's not someone you can just put in there overnight and learn it. But with the way this program is getting built to where they can go online, the intent is to, before you can go to box number two, you have to complete box number one, per se, and it'll help us with staff time.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, priority number two, computer hardware. Let me jump back here to another, because I've got a couple areas there.
Well, what I'm sure we're going to get to these as we go through the budget, but I just wanted an overview. We'll go through each and every one of your department exception priorities page by page, but you need some new computer for Unit 101.
Okay, Mr.
Which is your administration?
Mr. Chairman, to go down through the priorities, like I say, they got the business case and then the computer hardware and equipment. You'll see that listed three different locations there. And what that would be for is everything from computer replacement, tablet replacements, to the hardware, if you will, to tie into the unified network. That's one of the governor's initiative to get everybody tied into a high-speed network, if you will, statewide. And so that's for that type of hardware. And then if you look down, you'll see the $111,000 there. That is part of the that budget is a number that's given to us by the ETS folks. That is our share of the unified network for connectivity. The priority number five, that $40,000, as we all know, it's by state statute you have to report all fire incidents with local fire departments, and that software program has not been updated anywhere from 12 to 15 years. We got a quote on it approximately a year ago to bring it up to the new standards, if you will, and the quote they give us is right at $40,000. What's happening is a lot of the local fire department out there, as they've upgraded their computer systems and whatnot, they're not necessarily able to talk to our system, plus our system has been going down. And in fact, as we speak today, that system is down in totality. So they're still able to send their reports to our office. They're stacking up electronically, if you will, on our personnel that manages the incident reports. But nothing is getting entered at this time. Like I say, that system is totally down.
Okay.
And that about ties it up, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Let's So, your first first exception request is on page 10, is that correct?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So,
again, that's the business case.
Any questions?
Just, Mr. Chairman, I'm still back. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'm back on page three, just on the summary table. And just looking at
the base to the standard, you know, just kind of. So when you go down, you get your 100 series, 200 series, and then when you get down to your 400 series, this big growth from the base to the standard.
What's that extra 100,000?
Yeah, 119,000.
Yeah. That's it. Goes from 111,000 to 288. Do you see where I'm looking? What's going on there? Just in the standard budget.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Harshman, you're right. There is a growth there, and that is a number that is provided us by the ETS folks. And Mr. Chairman, Mr. Co-Chairman, to be honest with you, I cannot answer that, why that growth is there, because we didn't put it there, and nobody can answer that for us even.
Nobody here from ETS. Okay. That's kind of interesting. Okay, thank you, Mr.
Wait,
Chair.
Wait. No,
did they provide anything in writing or anything to it?
No, it just showed up in the budget.
And this is for your, that 111,000?
No, Mr. Chairman, this is an addition to.
So it's just growth.
This is in the 400 series.
Well, I have no.
Our original budget was, I think it was, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm going to, Representative Harshman, you probably do right there, but I think it was around 17,000, 18,000. It was right in that neighborhood, and then it jumped up to about 115, 116,000.
So you wouldn't be opposed if we just struck it, would you?
Mr. Chairman, I wouldn't, but again, Representative Nicholas, I don't know what it's for. And I really feel bad about coming in and telling you that, but I got to be honest with you. I can't answer that.
So, Mr. Well, who prepares your budgets? Don't you prepare your own?
In
the 400 series, those numbers are, the 100 and the 400 series are provided to us by those divisions, by the budget division and by ETS. And that's for computers, telephones, et cetera.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Could we ask Kevin if he could enlighten us a little on why there's a difference here?
Kevin?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, Kevin Hibbard. I believe this is the 420 cost. This would be telecommunication costs, and this is for their communications, like they talked about earlier, with their entities out in the field about capturing information through the telecommunications networks. The telecommunications networks could be data lines, or it could be telephone lines, but I believe this is probably the data lines. This review is done each year. ETS sits down with the agencies. They sit down with all agencies, and they review what their needs are from the both the telecommunications perspective, the 420s, and also the 410s, which would be like the programming services from ETS. And ETS business managers that are assigned to each agencies work with the agencies, and then they develop what the needs are for the upcoming biennium based upon how they're currently using the system.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'm looking at this. We're getting some new software for a business case. And then down below, we've got, 111,000 and it's just being requested to either obtain a billable enhanced service from ETS or shift to new technologies. And I thought the idea of buying new software was to help the communication process be a little bit easier. I guess I have a question in here somewhere, but did you not have the internet prior to this?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Greer, you're correct. That $363,000, it's actually all of this new software program is being built. This $363,000 is for the licensing, and we currently pay that to ETS on a biennium basis, but we're going away from that and going to a new vendor. And these are ongoing costs with this other vendor, and it's for licensing and user fees, and it's based on anywhere from 10 to 12,000 users. So, thank you for asking that.
Okay. All right, so that still doesn't, you know, it seems to me that, Kevin, is that an ongoing cost then? When it gets into the standard budget like that?
Mr. Chairman, in this case, what they've done is they've completed, basically, I think they're very close to completing the deliverable of the actual system itself that captures this information for them and manages it. And this money would be a maintenance cost. You've dealt with these before in a lot of other budgets where the software company requires an ongoing maintenance cost. And this is what this would be. So this would be in perpetuity.
Wow.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Also to let you know, for the reference to the gals in the back, this is Lanny Applegate. The ongoing cost on that in the future will be coming out of what we call the 088 funds, which is out of user fees for electrical license and permitting. It will no longer be out of the general budget. So we've moved that.
So. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, a really good example of this would be when the Department of Transportation puts in a cabinet. That would be the control system of a lighting feature on the highway system. They inspect that, make sure that that's safe, and then they charge a fee. The general fund agencies do not get charged a fee when they provide that service. So, for example, with the Department of Transportation, if they're using general fund dollars on a project, then that's not charged. But all the other federal projects the Department of Transportation use does, that flows into their budget, and then they use this to manage the system across the state.
All right. So we're, any questions on that? We're still on page 10 then. You've explained that. Continue.
We're on page 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question, Lanny. On the business case, that's going to come out of that 088 fund then in total?
Mr. Chairman, that $363,000 in totality will come out of the 088 fund, which is through fees and from licensing and permitting, and 100% of that that $363,000 will not come out of the general fund.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Just to be clear then, this 363, and maybe I missed this somehow, but is all of the 363 ongoing? Is any of that one time then?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Co-Chairman, that is an ongoing cost. Whether we do it in-house through ETS or through this year, there's an ongoing cost, and the dollar figure come up almost to the dollar from either one, the same on either one.
Because it says in your narrative, Mr. Chairman, explanation request, it says to fund the remaining build-out, which suggests that's one time, and ongoing maintenance and licensing costs.
Mr. Chairman, if you'll see on priority number one, business case A, explanation request, you'll see two different companies there, Salesforce and Vertiba.
Right.
Vertiba builds the product, and we've got to contract them. They're building as we speak. And Salesforce is the licensing portion of it. Vertiba is a one-time cost. It'll go away.
That's what I'm saying, but that's part of that one-time is the 363, in the 363, isn't it?
No.
I see the number 363, and it's not broken out. It's just one big number, but you're telling, and then
Mr. Chairman
says that as well.
Kevin Hibbard.
Yeah.
The build-out is currently funded. That is a mistake.
Oh, okay.
This is ongoing costs, pure and simple, and it'll be from their fees.
Okay. Build-out's already funded. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions on priority number one, business case? Okay, we're now on page 11.
Mr. Chairman, priority number two, as you can see there, it's to replace laptop desktops, tablets, computer monitors, and a couple webcams for our conference rooms in the Riverton office and our Cheyenne office. Those particular items, such as the tablets, with this new program that we're going to with the Salesforce and Vertiba, the software program, these would be for our field inspectors, and it was a recommendation of not only our office, but Director of ETS to move towards a tablet-type deal. For one thing, they're considerably cheaper. When we start replacing these laptop computers, we can get them for about half the price. And so that's what was the ongoing cost there. And as you can see, 100% of that budget was recommended for denial from the governor's office, which leads us to, if we have computer issues in the next couple, when the next biennium, if we need to replace any, there is no money to replace them. There was nothing left in there.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senate Representative.
Mr. Chairman and Director, looking at this, at least as it's described in the budget book, though, it talks about a cancellation of this. And, I mean, is that... I don't know if it's semantics or not, but was this a request that you guys decided you didn't need or you could forego, or was it sort of under duress that you decided not to make the request?
Mr. Chairman,
mm-hmm.
Kevin Hibbard, throughout the budget process, all agencies with their replacement of their computers, specifically with the scarcity of general funds, were asked to get along longer. And in this case, that conversation took place, and the recommendation is that they continue to go through the next biennium without the need to replace their existing computers.
Okay. Priority number three.
Okay, Mr. Chairman. Priority number three, that actually ties in with the 111,000 that you've seen, to tie it into the uniform network. This is some hardware and switches that ETS tells us that are needed in order to tie into that network for all of our field offices. And I'll answer any questions on that.
It was denied by the governor?
That's, Mr. Chairman, okay. That's correct.
Mr. Vice President.
I don't have anything to add.
Well, you just asked me.
I will.
All right. Senator Burns.
So you're spending $300,000+ for this thing to hook up, to get this thing into your office. But as I understand it, this additional money is for you to actually be able to connect to it. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Burns, the $363,000, we can do that through the internet service we have today.
Yeah.
That changes nothing. This, the unified network is, as part of the governor's initiative, that $111,000 to tie in to every, state office statewide. And all it means is that we will not, without these switches, if we don't get those funded, that we will not be able to tie into that faster internet service, if you will, to the unified network. We'll still be able to tie into the internet. We won't be able to tie into the unified system without the switches.
That you're already spending $111,000 on.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Well, then what's the point of spending the $111,000 if you can't hook onto it?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Burns, it's either gets funded or we try to find it that $36,000 somewhere else in the budget, which may be difficult.
So common sense.
You're absolutely right.
So common sense would dictate either deny the $111,000 along with this, or agree to the $111,000 along with this.
Mr. Chairman,
Kevin,
in our review, we believed that they had the necessary switches to have the connectivity for this. They didn't need the $36,000 and the $111,000. That was our position.
Okay.
I will not ask you to contradict the governor.
thank you. I would rather not.
But you owe me.
Okay. Any other questions on this? Priority number four, some additional computer hardware and equipment.
Mr. Chairman, priority number four, that was to, and again, recommendation through ETS to replace all of our Microsoft software, if you will, to go to Office Pro. We felt it was unnecessary, that the standard was certainly adequate for all we needed, and so we're perfectly fine with no funding on that. It wasn't our request to start out with. I guess we requested it, but it was through a recommendation of ETS.
But the governor approved it out of the LSRA.
I know.
What the heck is going on
here? But we do not need the Office Pro. We will replace the standard as the new Office comes out.
Okay, so you don't need this one.
It's getting better and better.
Mr. Chairman, priority number five, that's the $40,000 to replace the firehouse software. That's the fire reporting system. And there was recommended to fund half of that, and we will work because that is extremely important to us. I've already started the conversation with other folks, and we work extremely hard to make this work.
Okay. Priority number six.
Mr. Chairman, priority number six is the $111,000 for the tie-in to the unified network.
So that's basically, what does it mean when they say programmer time? Is that what the man hours to program this in? You know?
Mr. Chairman.
Don't know.
Justine, what was you told on that one?
With the coding, Mr. Chairman, it's with the how the coding is. Because we
speak into the mic, please.
We would get billed, and then we would go pay ETS. So you do that through an IET, and that would be the coding that they use, and that's the 0420 with the coding.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
So is this programming time? Is this the programming time to install and bring up to speed I think it's probably the computer hardware and equipment that you're buying in priority five. Is that what's going on?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Perkins, no, priority number five is for update the fire reporting system software. And the fire, the common technical term for that software is firehouse.
Okay.
Representative Conley.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. And you're just going to be the agency that I'm going to ask this question to. It could have been anyone before you at this point. But I'm curious about the conversations that you have with ETS in putting together your budget and the figures that they come up with that you then, it sounds like, get inserted into your budget. So can you explain to us what this process is?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Connolly, I'll let Justine answer that. She works with the budget and with the people at the ETS that does all the transfers of funding and puts it in the budget line item per se.
Your question was how we arrived at these numbers. Mm-hmm. We had meetings with our BAs.
Did you introduce yourself, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, Justine Morris.
Thank you.
We'd have meetings with the BAs, and then we went through line items as into what we needed with the Wyoming Unified Network, how we needed the ports and the switches. And they gave us information, and then they told us this is what we needed, and then we had to go out to bid, or we had to go out on the online to get approval for CIO and ETS, with ETS.
Mr. Chair, what about the other elements from ETS? So, for example, the software, the additional hardware, things
Mr.
like that.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Kevin.
Kevin Hibbard. In the spring of each year, there's a heavy lift that takes place with the Department of Enterprise Technology Services and the agencies. ETS's role is to review what the expressed needs of the agencies are and then to quantify those for what the costs are necessary to implement those. ETS doesn't make a recommendation that this is what the agency needs to be successful. They just price what the agency brings to them. So if an agency is wrestling with something similar to this where they don't have a very good connectivity, which they don't, then they approach ETS and they say, well, this is what we can do for you. It'll be connecting you to the unified network, and this is what the requirement for ETS will be in the terms of the delivery, the $111,029. And then that is established as a business case with ETS that you can go in and you can review that business case. And each one of these business cases will specify exactly what the deliverables are on each one of those recommendations that ETS makes. So in this case, in all cases, are the agencies have a problem. They express that problem in these reviews in the spring with their ETS analysts, business analysts, and then they develop a solution, and then that solution openly comes to the governor for recommendation and then to JAC recommendation. So today what we're looking at is $111,000 for them to get established with a unified network to create better connectivity and efficiencies with employees for their data needs and services.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
So, and I guess that's the confusion here is that what we have is we've got priorities 1 through 5 are all basically some kind of IT service related issue. But as we've gone through, the only one that really appears to, that would require IT would be priority 1 on the business case, which was, you thought was probably telephone lines and data lines. Priority 2 was withdrawn. Priority 3 was denied. Priority 4 was approved, but the folks said that they'll just wait because they don't need to upgrade to Office right now. And priority 5 then is this computer, which is the Spirehouse software, which this department or this agency has said that wasn't really going to take any IT time. They apparently you plug and play on that. So then it comes down to what is going to happen, and this is probably a question for you, Kevin. I mean, what's the $111,000 for when basically all the IT stuff is that was asked for it in the business plan isn't going to happen?
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
For example, if you look at priority number 4, they have a request for software. So in this case, everything that has to do with anything that's IT-related or any peripheral or software is reviewed by ETS. And ETS makes a recommendation on that and a price. So it depends on what is the need. If it's a computer need, certainly ETS reviews those computer needs in the replacement cycle to see that agencies aren't replacing things that don't need to be replaced necessarily. And then that would be an agency request that is approved by ETS. And then the agency might express, like they have in number 6, that they have connectivity issues, and ETS will develop a plan about how they can better improve those connectivities. So then ETS makes a recommendation. For example, the purchase of a computer happens through the agency with ETS's recommendation, and then ETS naturally develops the economies of scale to have the purchases by the states so we get cheaper computers. But in the case of the priority number 6, what this is that we're actually asking ETS to go out there and perform this connectivity, to go out there and make this happen. And then ETS, when they're doing all their estimates from the beginning of the year, when they take all the combined efforts that the state of Wyoming wants, then ETS figures out, well, what is their rates going to be? What is their budget going to be? And that's how Flint comes about to say, well, with the needs that we have currently, we don't need to have these 10 positions. So it all rolls up in the end. And then ultimately, as we've discussed, if the Joint Appropriations Committee or the legislature or the governor makes a decision to cut one of these things, then it comes back against ETS's budget. So we will make a mirror thing happen, because if you're reducing funds and deliverables from ETS and they don't have to deliver, then ultimately we have to reconcile that budget as well. That hasn't happened in the past. We are on that now, so we can do that in the future. Hopefully that answers your question. If not, I will answer specific to the nature that I can.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Lanny Applegate, if I may add on to what Kevin had said, he's right in the fact that you're not going to see this $111,000 across the board. What ETS did is taken into consideration of where our office locations are, and they may have to be some hard wiring, if you will, some digging the dirt type line laying, maybe two blocks from one office and maybe only a half a block from another, and et cetera. And that's how this $111,000 was come up with. It was all based on office locations. And like I say, there's not all the state offices have the wire to the building as we speak. It'll have to be new lines laid. So that's what brings the cost up. And
this would be a one-time request, is it correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's my understanding, and it's right. It will help us with connectivity considerably.
All right. Any other questions on priority number 6? Representative Burkhardt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Kind of a related question, Director, and you just kind of sparked my interest. The people from ETS who put those lines in, do they have to have a license from your department?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Burkhardt, I don't believe anybody from ETS puts those lines in. I think it's all contracted out with licensed people.
Okay. All right. So, I guess we have gone through your priorities, have we not? At least we're in administration now. What about fire prevention? Let's go there. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, in the 01-01 budget on the 100 series, that funds three positions, myself, budget, and our HR person. Obviously, the 200 series is our operational. That not only covers our office, but the Council on Fire Prevention and Electrical Safety. That's a council that's appointed by the governor. We support that council funding and pays for their meals, travel, motels, etc. You'll see that in there. And as it's no surprise to our office, a good share of our office is travel. I mean, our trainers are traveling daily. Our inspectors are traveling. Our fire and electricals, they're traveling daily. So you'll see our travel budget's up there, but we did take you'll see in all the divisions we feel that we can, looking at the past expenditures and where we're at now, we've cut quite a bit out of the travel budgets, and we believe that that's not going to affect us. Again, you'll see under line item 292 that you'll see that 363 show up again. And again, that will be part of the 088 budget. It will not be general fund dollars.
Okay. The governor recommended that you were going to reduce or approved your reduction in your budget of $14,000 general fund.
Where? Chairman, that would be on page 16. That's correct.
Page 18?
Page 16 and then 17 and 18, yes.
Okay. Okay, I want to see where that is.
That's on.
Okay.
Chair?
Yes.
May I ask, how did you decrease your in-state travel by so much? I mean, your base budget is 73.8, and with the cut you're taking, it's going down to 58. In all honesty, we've seen agencies come in the past week and a half with increased in-state travel.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Connolly, again, we're just going by past history of, I can tell you when I came here 9 years ago, over 9 years ago, that our travel budget was almost double this, and we keep reducing it down to where we're trying to find something realistic, and we feel that we can comfortably cut what we have, and don't see any issues with it.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director, I'm just curious. Under item 242, there was an exception request for $127,890. The governor denied some of that. Which of the exceptions is that in total? I didn't see anything. I'm on page 14. I didn't see an exception request for that amount of money anywhere.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Burkhart, that's part of those priorities 1 through 6. It's inclusive in those.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, going back to the fire prevention cuts, and that one of the line items you're cutting out of is the food service supply, that code 234. Now it's 3,000. It was 8,000. What typically is that line item used for?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Stubson, what I show is what was 1,000, and we cut 500.
I'm on fire prevention.
Oh, you're on, you're up on 201 next, okay. Yeah.
We've been flopping back and forth a little bit, but.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Stubson, again, that was an area that was too fund partial of the electrical board and the council. It was at one time it was split between three different divisions, and we've narrowed that down. And with the intent of that 3,000 there now is to fund any food, you know, meals, et cetera, for the board and council as they travel. That is not an internal food item. For our staff, anyway.
And so, Mr. Chairman, so food during travel shows up in this line item and not in the in-state travel line item?
This is Justine Morris. This is when we also, when we have conferences, and it provides the meals there.
Okay.
And then it's deducted out of the travel. When they submit their travel, then that food item is deducted out of the M&IE.
All right. Any other questions on fire prevention? Electrical safety. So there's similar reductions to your electrical safety as there was in fire prevention, $16,200.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
But you do have an exception request. Cellular.
Mr. Chairman, what that is for $2,000 that is recommended that we find that within, and what that fund was for is in our Worland office. Connectivity up there is poor, and so we have went to what they call hotspots on our phone lines for our inspectors.
Yep. Any questions, folks, on electrical safety? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, moving on to page 27. That is the fund we've talked about recently, 088. That is a separate fund for the fees taken in from licensing and permitting. And that also funds the three positions, three electrical inspectors, and any of the other electrical needs that's necessary, such as we've been talking about that $363,000. This is where it will come out of.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything further?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Burns.
On that, we're on page 27, correct?
Yes, sir.
The up at the top there, 196, the employer health insurance benefits. From the base budget to the standard budget goes from 105 to 84. But you keep the same number of employees, so I'm trying to figure out what that's about.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Burns, I will rely on Kevin's expertise there. Again, the 100 series comes from budget to us.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
The cafeteria plan selection would be a motivation here, and that is if they had a vacancy, and let's say that employee that left that position had family insurance, and now we budget all vacancies at single, then that would lower that cost. So this would be the cafeteria plan selections as we built the budget on the snapshot in June.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's just so rare to see that particular item drop.
Okay. Any other questions of electrical fees?
Mr. Chairman, we move on to page 31, mm-hmm. which is a training division. That funds eight of our trainers across the state, plus staff in the Cheyenne office in the training division.
All right.
And then the next one is page 35. Again, that's still part of the training division, but when the state of Wyoming took over the ownership of the Fire Academy, we were asked to keep that in two separate budget divisions. And so 501 is the Fire Academy. That pays for two staffing positions there in the operations. Also in the 900 series there, you'll see costs there, and that just paid for all instructors that we utilize at the Fire Academy. And those instructors are hard to pinpoint how many. We could have 15 one year and 30 the next. And it could be anywhere from instructing an 8-hour class to a 40-hour class. So to pin it down and, you know, exactly what those funds are used for would be difficult at best. But that's what that's for, is to pay for instructors. And also, if we also use the 900 series, if we have to bring in part-time help, such as right now in electrical division, we've got some part-time help in there under contract, and that'll come out of there. So.
Questions?
That's a small portion of it.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, that takes us to the end of the budget unless there's any other questions.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative, is it Nicholas?
Yeah.
I couldn't see.
I've got a couple different questions. First of all, could just refresh my memory on what the cost of your Vertiba? Is and how long the build-out has been, what we paid for it, and what exactly it does.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, Representative Nicholas, The total price of that whole project with Salesforce and Vertiba was $294,000. Of that $294,000, approximately just a little bit over $36,000 was to build the program. And the rest is the licensing for, like I say, between 10 and 12,000 users. And we started this process with Vertiba 3 weeks ago. And on the electrical portion of it for licensing permitting, they're giving us a time frame of approximately 90 days. They'll have that completed to finish it off with electrical inspections, fire inspections, plan reviews on electrical and fire side. The reporting will be an additional 90 days. So the time frame that we're looking at that they're giving us as we speak is 6 months. They'll have the total project done.
Okay, and Mr. Chairman, then with regards to the $111,000 that was quoted to you through ETS, once you received that quote, did you go back and say, this is exceeds our budget, so how do we reduce our requests through the unified network and have and reduce that cost to us? Or do you know, did they explain to you, you asked for this kind of way Kevin described it, you asked for this, so this is what it's going to cost. Then were there any conversations after that saying, well, what if it's denied, and then what? How can we lower those costs to us and have lesser ease to, or you know, all, not all the bells and whistles of what you asked for, but something on a base cost?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Nicholas, again, that number was brought to us without asking for it. It was explained, what was explained to us, though, is the fact what it would do to help our office with connectivity issues. We support that. We think it's a good move. Certainly it raises the budget in that line item. There's no question about it. But I think, you know, because this is one-time expenditure, hopefully long-term, we're going to certainly, the state of Wyoming get a better bang for their buck on that there. Because right now the connectivity issues are not the best. And we're paying additional costs for hotspots on our phones out there now. So we'll eliminate those, which are minor costs, but yeah, we've talked about that, and we have not talked about the fact that what if it doesn't happen.
Representative Stubson.
Mr. Chairman, going to page 35, and this is in your Fire Academy unit budget, and looking at the suggested cuts that you have in that unit, if you go to code 227, you've got only 300 in the line item and a $500 cut in that. Is that just a typo, or are you going to start paying us for that line item?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Stubson, just say good catch, and that's a typo. So,
anything else? Okay. Well, that will wrap up fire prevention. Electrical safety, appreciate you coming. Hope you have a good Christmas. And we'll see whether or not we'll have callbacks or not. I think there's some questions out here with regards to the CTS stuff, but we'll figure it out. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you, and Merry Christmas to all you.
Thank you. We're going to take a short little break. And then we'll be back to hear Office of Administrative Hearings.
I wasn't talking to you.
I'm a retired volunteer firefighter.
Yeah.
I'm in the plant. You combine that with pyrotechnicians. I put them up, I put them out, and my name is Burns.
Good meeting.
Don's all drained out.
We've got to have another way to do this. I'm finding the mic that's on.
Can you actually hear that?
Yeah.
You want to make sure that's getting out of there. Oh,
you didn't get my second text?
How did I get it out?
Yeah, I did. Well, I contemplated it. Natural process. I might have to do that.
Which one?
There's got to be a way to hit.
No.
Stop. No, they're still on.
Harshness, I just turned on and off to check it. It was off.